Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Breakfast Buzz in the morning. 98.9 The Buzz.
To bring your kid to a bougie restaurant, real high-end adult restaurant, and to whip out a thing of Tupperware on top of that.
Good parent or bad parent?
Something I saw last night. Now, I just thought that was curious, and I thought I'd put it out to you guys. Is it good or bad parenting to have, So I'm sitting there at Char and at my wife and her boss. It was the first meeting. You know, kind of dress up, kind of fancy. You know, he's buying, so it was like very cordial, very formal. As the night went on, we got all buddy buddy and stuff. You know how that is. He's a great guy, by the way. But out of the corner of my ADD eyeballs. I was seeing this couple walk in with their kid and four, and they sit down and, you've got the server, you've got the person that does the water. It's all separate. You know, it's kind of upscale. And they're like, yeah. And, they put the napkin on the kid, on here, and mom whips out a Tupperware and opens it up with macaroni and cheese in it.
Oh, my God. They brought their own food?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that? Are you allowed to even do that?
I'm not sure steak tartare is something for a 4-year-old.
Oh, well, why are you bringing the 4-year-old? Oh, my gosh, there's so many layers of good or bad parenting
in
this one.
What do you say? I thought I'd bring that up because I saw it, and it's like, we see it. I mean, going to Red Robin is one thing, right, because it's endless French fries for kids. But, when you go to a restaurant and you bring the food... Listen, first of all, 818-2899. Let's take out the whole food allergy stuff.
On the menu, they're going to have food.
Yeah.
If you have an allergy or not, right? That's what restaurants are very aware of that now. So, right. Omit that.
Right.
Okay.
So, how
bring
does it,
your own. Yeah. Let me think. Hold on. This is one. Wow. We really got to think. Okay. Bring your own food into a restaurant. Oh, God, but it's such a struggle sometimes to get your kids to eat. And I remember the days it would frustrate the heck out of me. We would try to treat the family, make it a family night, go to a restaurant, and then I'm paying for my daughter to order white pasta.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she wanted was pasta with butter. And that was like $15 or some stupid amount of money for pasta with butter.
Right.
And I threatened I'm going to bring my own pasta.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
But I never did it. That's bad parenting. I think that's bad. And even bringing her into a fancy restaurant, we did that with our daughter too. Was she well behaved or was she distracting?
No, I'll be honest. There was not a peep out of the kid, and she was, it wasn't like she was running around the restaurant or anything. Well behaved. I mean, it didn't distract us at all, but. Me okay. With my wandering eye, I was looking. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
You were like that. Something doesn't belong with the other. And that kid is it.
The big pink baby bag. Everybody's wearing black and gray. Like slick back hair. There's this pink.
Did
baby
they ask
bag,
for a high chair?
Right. No. Luckily, it was booths. But I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
Okay, so 818-2899. I'm casting my vote right now. Bad parenting to bring in food because now you. You can't custom order. That's the biggest thing that we all say. You can't be a custom order cook for your kid, and that is like the epitome of that.
Mm-hmm.
So bad parenting to bring in your own food. That's mm-hmm. a smack to the restaurant. And good parenting to bring the kid, though. If it well behaved, that means they've been exposed to scenarios like
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, I all do right. a bad and a good.
Okay, all right. What do you say, good or bad parenting here on The Buzz? It's 818-2899's number.
I say good.
Yeah.
I think good. Honestly, I think that if they're going, I don't think it was a money-saving thing. I feel like they knew they wanted to go to this place for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I like exposing children to go out to dinner. She was well-behaved. I think that, you know, it kept her fed. So that way, if it does take a little bit longer, people in the area were dealing with a fussy child.
Right.
Because now they're getting hungry.
Right.
So there's no pressure for the staff. Like the waitress, and you know, like we need our food because we're trying to feed a 4-year-old.
Oh, it's
Yeah.
Mom and dad are going to enjoy their dinner, and they have a well-behaved 4-year-old learning to be in a restaurant, and she's eating, and everybody's content. Like, I think it's actually really great, you know, because it kept everybody, you know, you were only distracted because you kind of saw it.
Yeah.
But she wasn't misbehaving. But, you know, if you have a hungry 4-year-old and it's taking time or the restaurant's busy, especially during holiday time.
Oh, man, yeah, right.
So, I mean, I'd rather have them pull out a Tupperware full of food to feed their kid than listen to a kid whining because they're hungry.
Or bored or whatever, yeah.
You're putting your tally. You're putting your tally under good parenting for both, bringing the food and even bringing her to a fancy restaurant. Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
I feel like that young, they're going to experience bites off of mom and dad's plates. So they're going to learn to like different foods and learn how to behave in all atmosphere. I think it's great.
Thank you. Good one. Appreciate it. You know, I mean, I remember when the boys were born, like days after they were born, we had them at restaurants in like a little, you know, bassinet or the old car carrier thing.
Yeah.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Scotty.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Nothing. Now that I finally know the new number, I can call you again.
Oh, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. 818-2899. Yes.
Hello.
So what do you think? You know, I saw this kid in the restaurant. It was a more upscale, you know, kind of a steakhouse. No other kids, but this kid had, mom had the Tupperware and the whole package.
Wrong.
For both, let's start with bringing the food. Is that good or bad parenting?
Bringing food is. I mean, if you're bringing an infant and you're bringing them Cheerios and stuff like that because they're not eating big food yet, that's one thing.
Right.
No, it was a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
If this kid's a 4-year-old and you're going to a steakhouse and you're bringing Tupperware food, I would say that's bad parenting.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't matter what you want. You can always get your way, and that's half the problem with these kids nowadays anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. What about the fact that there was like one of those restaurants where you don't usually see kids?
You know, we were bringing our kids out at a young age, and you know, it's if you pay attention to your kid, they're not going to scream, yell, and do all these bad things. I mean,
right.
There's plenty of restaurant experiences we've had where I've seen kids crawling everywhere.
I know.
But you look at the parent or the parents, and they're sitting there engaged in their phone and whatever. If you're going to bring the kid and you had the kid, engage with the kid.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's how you keep them interested in knowing what it is. And that's how you start teaching.
So based on that experience, that would be a good parenting move because they were involved with the kid. But the food, the Tupperware, the sneaking in, it's like sneaking in a beer to the movie theater kind of thing.
Which we do. We all admitted we do that.
I have never snuck a beer in.
Never.
Okay, but food, popcorn, your own popcorn.
Not my own popcorn, but my own candy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, your own something.
And there's nothing bad to be said about whiskey in a flask.
I was going to say, it wasn't beer, it was whiskey. Thank you. Thanks for being on, man. Thank you. See ya.
I love you guys.
I love you too, man. Bye. So,
okay.
How we do this?
So, with all the comments that came in on text, on our Facebook messages, and on the air, bringing in your own food into a restaurant.
The parent is bad.
and then going to a bougie restaurant with a kid?
Oh, that one is.
The parent is good. 99. The Buzz.
I can't get enough of that guy.
I know.
So serious.
I love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.